This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, April 20th, 2022, Wednesday in Easter week, by Father William Doc Holliday.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. May the words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen.
My Easter homily, I spoke of the fact that we never want to lose sight that in this festival of Jesus Christ's resurrection, we never should lose sight of the fact that that resurrection is applied to us. When we look at our faith, everything that we have, all the graces are our Lord Jesus Christ applying things to a greater or lesser extent to us. We share in his glory. Kind of interesting in the scriptures, this is an overwhelming thought that we will reign with him in heaven. It befuddles me. I have trouble running my own life from day to day, and to think that I will reign in some way with our Lord from heaven is overwhelming to me. It shouldn't really be, because to say that it couldn't happen or to question it would be to question the veracity of our Lord for one thing, and to also sacrilegiously think that he cannot do what he says in applying his resurrection to us. We see in very short order, very, very objectively, our Lord Jesus Christ applying the resurrection and the power and the exaltation that has been given him to his followers. That book of Acts, that curing of the man lame from birth, we see in that the apostles doing in Christ's name and using his power the same exact works that our Lord Jesus Christ performed. This, in Acts chapter 3, is the first miracle that was worked by the apostles. And in that miracle, again, we see the application of the resurrection. Do you think for one moment that Peter, this one who just a few days before had denied our Lord Jesus Christ because some little girl accused him of being a Galilean and being with her. How could it possibly be that this man who denied our Lord three times would be able to, in his name, perform a miracle such as this? He can't. Jesus Christ can through him because he applies his graces to Simon Peter. St. John Chrysostom says that this miracle, this cure testifies to the resurrection of Christ, of which it is an image. Well, how is it an image of Christ, his resurrection? Because the man wasn't dead, he was crippled. It is an image of the resurrection of Christ applied to us. What is our resurrection? Our resurrection is being risen from being dead in trespasses and sins to a life of immortality in heaven with Christ, should we embrace him in faith and obedience. This is the image of the resurrection that is occurring right here. Not Christ's resurrection from the dead, our resurrection from sin, and Christ doing it through his apostles. It is applied to the cripple. We see in the Old Testament, Isaiah, he speaks frequently about having weak knees, being unable to walk. This is a manifestation of these prophecies. One who has been unable to walk since birth is, at the name of Jesus and through his power, able to get up and walk. This is us at our baptism. This is us at our confirmation. This is us every time we walk into the confessional. We are being made able again and again to get up and walk when we are crippled by our sins. This is the application here. This is the image of the resurrection applied to us, not in veneration of our Lord being risen from the dead. when you look at these apostles and what they do, you have to see that they did not go to the, it wasn't like we have in scripture, yeah, let's go to the temple and perform a miracle. No, they went to the temple to pray. They had no intent to go up to the temple and perform a miracle. This is a clear statement of their lack of ambition to do anything like this. But you can tell, again, in St. Peter particularly, that there is a tremendous change in his personality. The coward to the one that is brave enough to say words and use Christ's power to the effect that he does with this cripple. This is how closely they imitate their master. He was humble when he performed miracles. He sent people out when he raised the young girl from the dead, for instance. He sends them out of the room except for her parents and Peter, James, and John. Doesn't let the other apostles come in. Doesn't let the friends or the mourners see what's going on. He sends them out and raises them from the dead. We see the same motif here with the apostles who did not go to make an ostentatious display of their power, but did so at the behest of our Lord. It's interesting what our Lord Jesus Christ did by his own power in the Gospels, time and time again. Lazarus, come forth. No prayers, no anything. Just our Lord telling Lazarus to come forth. Walking on the water, raising cripples, blind people seeing, deaf people hearing, casting out demons at his word. Sometimes just at his presence. Sometimes just at his presence these things happen. But now the apostles do the same thing in his name and using his power. They understood that it was not anything in them, as we should always understand, it is nothing in us, contra to what you see on Christian TV a lot, the likes of, I hope he's gone, Benny Hinn, haven't heard the name for a long time. But people like that, charlatans like that, who make a show of themselves and desire to make great gain financially over using our Lord, the apostles are just, silver and gold we have not, but in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. They are in his name using his power. Notice both of those things go hand in hand. You cannot do things in Jesus' name and not use his power. You cannot try to use his power and not do it. What is his name? His authority. By his authority, where he wants it to be used, not where we want to use it. This is why we should take great comfort in the sacraments of Holy Church. The sacraments of Holy Church are this miracle being performed time and time again, every time you go to Mass. You know, no crippled people get up and walk, but something even more miraculous happens. Bread and wine become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Savior before and or after Mass and the confessional. I absolve you from all of your sins. What? I did this. I did that. I've done it for years. I've done it for decades. No, we have to appreciate the fact that our Lord Jesus Christ works through us in his name. And we go into the confessional. When Father sits there and says, I absolve you from all of your sins. It is Jesus Christ's power and in his name that he does it. And so directly do the apostles work through him that it is him who says, I absolve you from all of your sins. We see the same thing in a more subtle manner in preaching. Preaching, the folly, as St. Paul calls it, the folly of preaching. It is a folly. I throw this one out. It never ceases to dumbfound me how the Holy Spirit works through preaching. I get up here every now and then. I'm like, oh, man, this is an awesome one. Man, this is great. People leave. They just leave. Other times I'm back here, I'm like, man, I got to land this thing. It's such a dog. And people leave. Father, that homily changed my life. I'm like, how? That's what I'm saying in my head. It's Christ. It's his power. He will touch who he will, how he will touch them. This is the reality of things. This is the manifestation when our Lord Jesus Christ looks at Philip. Philip has watched a lot of miracles, several miracles. He's watched our Lord do it and do it again. And our Lord says, believe in me. He's, well, Lord, if you show us the Father, it will suffice. And what's our Lord? Philip, have you been so long with me And you don't understand that if you see me, you've seen the Father. What is Jesus Christ claiming to do right there? That's the miracle of miracles. He has put a face on God. God's no longer words. God is someone who lives amongst us, has clothed himself in flesh and dwelt among us. This is the reality. I and the Father are one. This manifestation of God Almighty himself on this planet should be overwhelming. And he looks at him and says, truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me will also do the works that I do. And greater works than these will he do because I go to the Father. Because of his resurrection, he applies power to us to be able to do something greater than revealing the Father in this world. That's what happens in preaching. That's what happens in the sacraments. That's what changes people's lives. Unbeknownst to us how or why the Holy Spirit deems to work with whom and how he will and in his own timing with other people, we just have to realize that if we are using his authority, we will consequently use his power and he will do miraculous things in this world. They far exceed the ostentatious displays that we see, again, the charlatans using. Look at all the wheelchairs over there. Look at all the crutches hanging on the wall. You know, what we want to see is changed souls. We want to see souls that have been brought to Christ. This is why I'm always harping on these things. You know, oh, let's build showers for the poor. Okay, you got a bunch of clean sinners now. What have we done for them? Nothing. Nothing. This is what we need to shun, is these physical manifestation of things. We are called to change souls, and our Lord Jesus Christ says we will do it in his name and through his power if we cooperate with his name and his power. I'm always talking about the cooperation with the graces. It can be so minimal. Our cooperation with the graces can be so ridiculously minimal, and miraculous things can happen. It happens in the story in the book of Acts. Think about it for a second. What is the act of faith that this man cooperates with the graces of Christ to be able to walk? What did he do? Peter looked at him and said, look at us. And he did. That was it. But it is an act of obedience. Peter told him to do something. He did it. And he walked and never had. This is the grace of our Lord, done in cooperation with the cripples, in his case physically, in our case spiritually. Even a simple gesture like this, this cripple's obedience to Peter, this look at us, is a manifestation of our cooperation with the graces and the glorious things that our Lord will do, again, with the most ridiculously minimal cooperation. What can be done if we cooperate with him in true faith and in true obedience, with true fortitude? This should be overwhelmingly humbling to us, that our Lord would use us as conduits in this world to do miraculous things, not make crippled people walk, not make blind people see, although that still does happen on a rare occasion, that every single day people come to Jesus Christ. They deepen their faith in the Catholic Church. And through that deepening of faith, they get closer to our Lord Jesus Christ, and they can do more wondrous works as these spiritual works. This is what we have to understand. This is what the disciples on the road to Emmaus saw, to have the scales fall off of our eyes, so to speak, and to appreciate what the Holy Spirit will do through you with just a minimal amount of cooperation. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.